107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's great to check in with Rebecca Scott with Stratford City Center BIA. We've got lots to talk about heading into the new year. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jamie.
Now, I can still say Happy New Year, can't I?
Although it feels like it's been the longest year of all. Actually.
Or maybe I'm pushing it. We are getting into the end of January, but there you go. But you and I haven't chatted for a while. So Happy New Year, Rebecca. We have got lights on Stratford, and City Center is definitely a big part of Lights on Stratford. And this has just been great for our community for January.
Yes, I mean, it's brought light to our community as we, some of our businesses are you know, reduced services, and it's a great reason to get outside and get downtown. And having started last year, the BIA, the Stratford City Center BIA, was a founding partner. We had contributed from our own budget, but also we just worked together initially from some funds we got from FedDev. I have to say Destination Stratford has, Zach over there and his team has taken it to new heights with amazing installations, and it's out of this world. I mean, Tom Patterson Island, and we're so happy to see Sky Castle arrive. So the BIA is the gold sponsor for that, nestled right downtown, and it's just something to see. It's interactive, and it's really cool, and it's something that you can do that's safe and fun for the whole family.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Sky Castle has just been amazing, and we should mention, because of the windy conditions, Sky Castle will be closed today, but reopening on Thursday. And of course, as you mentioned, the Journey to the Stars on Tom Patterson Island, so many great displays with Lights on Stratford, and the Shakespearean Gardens too. So yeah, Lights on Stratford continues. Can we also talk about the Connection Center or Connection Stratford that Stratford City Center BIA has been helping out in terms of some fundraising, if you will?
Sure. So when we had our Winter Wonderland event, we decided to support the Connection Center, which at the time wasn't open, but they have since opened at St. Paul's Church, incubated by the United Way, but it's in a partnership with Choices for Change. So I just wanted to note that there was a tap station at that event that circulated in some of our downtown businesses to donate to the Connection Center, which is a hub for homeless or people with compromised living, giving them the resources, so connecting them with resources, but also, just a landing space, a safe space, a place that you can go get a warm cup of coffee, a shower, do your laundry, that kind of thing. So really important, really needed, especially in the age of COVID with, more and more people with compromised living situations. So that tap station was with the BIA, but Destination Stratford has taken it on for Lights On. I believe you can find it in Market Square by Sky Castle. So the giving continues. So just note that when you're down at Lights On to look for that tap station.
Oh, that's perfect. That tap station has been a great idea and has really helped out with Connections of Stratford. Now, speaking of Lights On, Lights On Licious continues. Rebecca, what's this all about?
Well, we, of course, like many other organizations, had best laid plans. I think last year was the year of water uphill, and we still continue to make plans and only to have them slightly unravel and redo them. We have planned Lights On Licious to be an dining in experience, kind of like Winterlicious in Toronto, but we did pivot, that word is back. So Lights On Licious is a takeaway contest that we're having every Friday until the end of Lights On. So all we ask is that you go to the contest posting on our Instagram page or Facebook page and tag the restaurant that you got takeout from that week. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the Friday, but if you get it on a Friday, that's great. And then also an adjective that describes it. So delicious, comforting, fabulous, whatever it is. So just adding that to your tagged restaurant, and then you get extra submissions for the contest if you also post a picture in stories and tag the City Center BIA and the restaurant of your choice.
Oh, it's such a great idea. Such a great tie-in. Of course, we'll just share it on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And I like some of the favorite descriptor words included scrumptious, pizza nominal, delectable, and scrumptilicious.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, people are quite creative. And so, yeah, the contest is for downtown dollars, $50 a week, but we are putting together a light-themed prize pack, which we will announce soon which those items are, but they're all light-themed, and they're meant to light up your life. So those who have put in for the contest. We're just putting everybody in, and then there'll be a week to submit for just that particular prize pack.
So, okay.
I'm just supporting our downtown restaurants, just remembering when we can to, you know, we're all kind of tired. The online school, you know, really dragged on, and, you know, snow day for a day. I think all of us as families are looking for ways to lighten our load. So, you know, getting takeout once, and in my case, probably three times a week, is really easy to do lately.
Yeah, it's one of the things where we can help out in terms of supporting a local business. Now, we've certainly talked about it. How can we really support those local businesses? Of course, you mentioned takeout with restaurants, Rebecca. But in terms of Stratford, how can we continue to support local businesses?
Well, you know, here's the thing is we don't know what's going to happen. And I think we can all agree that, you know, our entrepreneurs, our Main Street businesses have been through several lockdowns. And, you know, the waves of the pandemic have brought waves of business and then, you know, complete, you know, the ability to not shop or dine or use services in the way that we, you know, usually are used to. So, I mean, if you're able to, you know, shopping local, you know, getting takeout and all of those things, thinking to shop local before, you know, heading out to your Amazon and your other, you know, online corporations, you know, putting money into our local economy. But also, I know there's a bit of shop local fatigue. You know, we're all at post-Christmas. Maybe we're not spending the way we were. There's also other ways to help our businesses as we get through this. So leaving a good review, positive comments on social media, sharing your favorite businesses in that way, liking and sharing their posts, or just spreading the word about business, so giving them some marketing. If you are, I know a lot of us are kind of really wanting to get away and a staycation, a night out and away, you know, how good does just a night in a hotel getting takeout sound?
Oh, yeah.
I've done it, and I think it's a nice little break from all that's happening. Yeah, so we're hoping to see those restrictions lift, but just trying to keep our friends and neighbors top of mind as we move through the coming weeks.
Oh, for sure. I like the idea of the sharing positive reviews and recommendations. That can go such a long, long way, not only sharing the information with, you know, your friends and family and other potential customers, but boy, that's a real pick-me-up for the business that's involved, sharing those positive reviews.
Yeah, and I mean, I want to keep it a little bit real here. I think some of our businesses have been hit with negative reviews as frustrated customers have to navigate through having to be a patron during these times, and that's not necessarily the business's, you know, fault. I think we have to remember everyone's, you know, dealing with this as it comes, and they're all interpreting it in their own ways. You might find, you know, one restaurant has something done a certain way and it might be different elsewhere. But I think just having the grace and ability to know that, you know, a negative review really does impact a business. And so if you can take the time to give a positive one, I think it means a lot to them now. And I think, too, we need to note that we don't want to forget about, you know, our services here. We talk a lot about hospitality and our forward-facing tourism businesses, which is important, but also just being mindful that if you're looking for a professional service, you know, that's something so easy to just achieve online now. You could go to someone in Toronto or London, but, you know, just keeping our professional services top of mind as well. So when, you know, choosing, you know, a lawyer or an accountant or anything of that nature, just trying to keep it local, trying to keep our local economy going and supporting everybody.
Exactly. It can go a long, long way. Rebecca Scott with Stratford City Centre BIA. And speaking about something that can go a long, long way, downtown dollars still available.
Yes, so the downtown dollars, we thank everybody who supported our Main Street businesses by purchasing these for the holiday season. We saw a lot of, different businesses or larger, you know, manufacturing companies buy them for staff. And so that is then circulated in our economy in the coming months, which is just amazing. But just keeping downtown dollars top of mind if you're looking for a gift, you know, we're moving into Valentine's Day, Family Day weekend, anything like birthdays, all of that, they're just a great gift because they can be used at almost all of our downtown businesses. And they can be purchased at 47 Downey Street, which is our destination Stratford. We share an office there. So you can get those over the counter there, or you can call in even for contactless pickup. So you call into destination Stratford and place your order, and then you can pick them up.
Perfect. Downtown dollars.
They'll
even mail them to you. How convenient is that? There you go. Downtown dollars with Stratford City Center. Rebecca, anything else? Lots of great information there heading into the new year. Anything else?
No, not really. Just be safe out there and enjoy what you can in terms of the outdoors. Check out Life on Stratford. And I thank you for having me on today. You guys are great at sharing our stories and supporting our downtown. So I thank you for having me on today, Jamie.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Lights on Licious continues too. And again, can we pass along either the website or the socials for more details?
Yes, absolutely. So there is information on the lightsonstratford.com website about Lights on Licious, but the contest details would be on our Instagram page, which is Stratford CCBIA, or Facebook is Stratford City Center.
Rebecca Scott with Stratford City Center. Thanks so much for this, Rebecca.
Aw, thanks for having me on, Jamie. I hope you have a great rest of your week.